I am Tamara Cherry, happy to be here filling in for Evan. And I was telling Chris, the technical producer, at the end of the last segment that I will do better tomorrow, I promise, because I unfortunately failed to cut off our good doctor from Montreal Children's Hospital when I should have, and it was all my fault, and I apologized to the doctor and I apologized to Chris, and he said, you're going to do better in the next segment. And I said, you know what? Yes, I am. Because our guest is the one and only Glenn McGregor, senior political correspondent for CTV News. And Glenn, you make this fill-in hosting stuff so easy. So thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Mara. Just don't cut me off.
Yeah. Well, it's not me. It's Chris that brings up the Oscar acceptance speech music. So I throw my hands up. No, it is my fault. Okay, so Glenn, we've got the story of two Pats today, Patrick Brown and Pat King. I am sure Patrick Brown would not like his name to be used in the same sentence as Pat King, and I apologize for that. But let's start off with Patrick Brown, because Patrick Brown, I've got a few clips I'm going to throw to you before we get into the nuts and bolts of this, but Patrick Brown has announced he is running for re-election in Brampton.
After talking to my family, my most senior advisors, Savannah and Theodore, and of course Genevieve, that we've decided to put my name in again for mayor of Brampton, and I love serving the city of Brampton. This is truly an incredible place to live.
He continued to say this.
It has been the greatest privilege to serve the city over the last 4 years, and I'm looking forward to the next 4 years.
And he adds that the actions taken by the Conservative Party of Canada, and that is, of course, disqualifying him from the leadership race of late, have made it impossible to have a free and fair election.
Unfortunately, the Conservative Party did not want to have a free and fair election. They did not want to have a democratic election. You know, we're still pursuing our legal options to make sure what was done is exposed.
So Glenn McGregor joining us now, senior political correspondent with CTV News. Glenn, does this signal, I know he said that he still has legal options that he's pursuing, but to you, does this signal the end of his fight to be the next leader of the Conservative Party of Canada?
Yeah, I mean, he was out of that race, I think, the moment that the party announced through their leadership organizing committee that he had been disqualified. I mean, there was no bouncing back from that. He could have gone to court and tried to get some kind of order, some injunction or something, but it would not have worked. And even if it had worked, he would not have won. I mean, Pierre Poilievre is running away with this. Mr. Brown's only hope, really, in this, when, you know, when the race began, was somehow that the more centrist part of the party that was drawn back into the fold by Jean Charest might decide that Mr. Charest was kind of yesterday's news, but they still wanted someone who represented those same kind of values and maybe might have gotten behind Patrick Brown on a, you know, a second, third, fourth ballot. Because remember, it's that tiered balloting system.
Mm-hmm.
So that if 50%, unless one candidate gets 50% plus one, of the available points in the first round, then it goes to the second round, and then somebody drops off, and you have this kind of horse trading that goes on in the background. But that's all done in advance, unlike a conventional party. So, yeah, so not a surprise that he did this. I mean, when we got in the race, when he entered the race, we were looking at the calendars, the election calendars municipally, and realized that he was going to have to either decide to stay in it past the deadline, which I think is coming up pretty quickly, sometime in August, mm-hmm. That you would have to declare if you wanted to seek the mayoralty of Brampton again. So obviously, you know, it wasn't going to happen for him at the federal level, at least in the leadership. And he made it pretty clear that if he lost the leadership and Pierre Poilievre won, he would not stick around to run as an MP and potentially serve in a conservative government should Mr. Poilievre lead the party back to power. So I think, I mean, he just had no other option. And he's a political animal. He's run, you know, he was a member of parliament. He'd been a city councillor in Barrie, Ontario. I think that was one of his first jobs. He'd sought to be regional chair in the GTA. That didn't really work. And of course, famously, he was leader of the Ontario PC party.
Wow.
That didn't work out, and then he sought the mayoralty of Brampton and won it, and now wants it back again. So, you know, I don't follow Brampton politics closely enough, Tamara, to tell you whether or not he's got a shot of re-election. I would think, as an incumbent, you always do. He's still got, you know, high name recognition in that community, and it's probably going to depend a lot on which other candidates step forward to run against him.
Do you think we're going to see his name again in federal politics?
He's a young guy. It's possible. I don't know. I mean, but you know, whether or not you know his reputation is you know, as a guy who can win is battered by this process. Possibly it is. Maybe it isn't. I mean, you know, there's always second acts, right? Jean Charest in convention, right? In theory.
Well, and Patrick Brown has had a second act before, and he could have a third act and a fourth act. Like he has, you know, come back from the dead before. Okay, so let's just jump over to the other Patrick now, Glenn. You were in an Ottawa courtroom this morning, from what I understand, following you on Twitter, for Pat King, who is one of the organizers of the so-called Freedom Convoy. And I make no apologies for saying so-called. So just, take it easy on the text word, people. What happened in court this morning?
That's right. Mr. King was one of the most visible faces during that three-week occupation of the city. He was out there live streaming. He was on the streets. There's some dispute about whether or not he was truly a leader of that movement. But clearly he had sway and influence. And he was arrested on February 18th, just as kind of the occupation came to an end after the federal government invoked the Emergencies Act. And he's been in custody ever since. He's charged multiple criminal charges, including mischief and counseling to obstruct police. Mischief sounds benign, but it is a serious charge. It can be a serious charge, depending on the exact nature of the offense. He was denied bail initially, appealed that decision, and in the course of that appeal process, the Crown alleges that he perjured himself when he was giving testimony, but he was additionally charged with perjury. So this was kind of a bail hearing today, a bail review hearing that took place last week, but the decision was handed down today on whether or not he can get bail on the original charges and also on the perjury charge. And the judge decided, yes, she would give him bail with conditions. They're pretty strict conditions. He has, like some of the other people we've seen go through the courts in relation to the convoy, a list of non-communication lists of people he's not allowed to contact. People like Tamara Leach, Chris Barber, Tom Marazzo. These are people who are involved in the organization of the so-called Freedom Convoy. He also has to stay off social media, has to pull down his websites, and he has to abide by a curfew. He had to put up $25,000 of his own money to get out, and we're still waiting for that process because as of this hour, he's not yet, we don't think, been released from the Ottawa courthouse. We've had our CTV news cameras out front, other journalists are there too, waiting to see him come out and see what he'll see. But it hasn't happened yet. We've just had a group of supporters who are out there yelling at journalists.
You've had your fair share of that already this year, Glenn. Yeah, I've spent many hours waiting outside courtrooms and courthouses for people to be released on bail over the years. So I hope that you have a nice sunny day. We just got a minute left here, Glenn, but can you paint a picture for us of what it was like in that courtroom with those Pat King supporters this morning?
Yeah, so there's a small group of Pat King supporters in there. Some of them are wearing red shirts saying "Free Pat King," saying "political prisoner," because they think he was imprisoned for political reasons, not for the criminal charges that are filed against him. He seemed kind of emotional when the judge read out her decision. His defense lawyer said he was very affected by it, was actually in tears at one point. So he seemed to, and she insists that he will be able to abide by those conditions that have been placed on him. We know that was a problem for Tamara Leach. Because she was released on bail, was living in Alberta, and then the Crown believes that she breached her conditions by attending a Freedom Award gala and speaking to one of the people on her non-communications list. So we'll see how this book plays out. There's going to be a pretrial probably at some point over the summer, likely in August, and then many months later down the road, Mr. King will go on trial for these criminal charges.
Oh, and we'll be watching closely, as I'm sure many of the so-called political prisoner supporters will be as well. Glenn McGregor, senior political correspondent for CTV News, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so happy that the acceptance speech music has not come on yet. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tamara. Bye-bye.